This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Bar and Grill Cirencester. Get the Christmas party started at Stoney's, with tables available for up to 50 people, or buffets for up to 70 people. Hurry and book yours now before they all go by calling 01285 642 006 or visiting www.stonies.co. Let the festivities begin!
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as It may also contain actions of an adult nature, such as my in the ass, all over my and my big. Thank you.
Oh, you'd like my lip, wouldn't you? Right round your bell end. If Mr. Chippy doesn't get there first, what's he going to knock up? A closet for you to hide in, you bumder?
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Nom, 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 nom.
With your hosts, Neil!
Oh, friend!
Pavel!
You know your testicle's sticking out?
Jen!
You ate a bonsai tree.
Right, now I've come to the conclusion I'm not really a natural shopper. I mean, I go to the shops for food or when I have to, but when I'm actually, let's say, Christmas shopping, I lose the will to live. I struggle. But do you know what makes it easier? I'll tell you, it's none other than listening to the Pancast Show. So sit back and enjoy.
Yes, Chris, it's the Pancast Show.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to the Pancast Show. I'm joined as always in the shed, looking very dapper in his pyjama bottoms. Hello, Pav.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Let's not go down that road
We're
again.
Not, we're just... It's a multicultural show.
It is a multicultural show.
And we've got Jen back in the shed. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Cold enough for you?
It's warming up nicely, thankfully. You're
defrosting.
Finally took it.
This must be Jen.
Yay!
It's defrosting. It's a nippy one, isn't it?
It's getting colder. I will give you that.
I've got nipples like bullets.
Really?
We can see.
Just saying. You know, just saying. Do you prefer winter or summer? General question out there to whoever wants to answer. Winter or summer?
A bit of both.
I like winter because I like being cold and getting myself warm. But what I don't like is being hot and having to cool myself down.
How do you cool yourself down?
You get a fan.
Is that how you do it? Do you know how I do it?
Cold chat. I get 60 virgins blowing on me.
Do you? Yeah. Where'd you learn from
that? We're living in Siren. It's really hard to find 60 virgins.
Why 60?
I don't know. It's enough to
it's
cover...
It's a round number.
Yeah, it covers my whole body.
Jen, what about you? Are you winter or summer?
I don't know. I do like a bit of both. I like being cosy in winter indoors. I just don't like leaving the house in winter.
Yeah.
But equally, I can't bear sleeping in the heat of summer.
Mm. It's horrible.
But if you had to pick one.
But she doesn't have to pick one. We live in a free democratic society.
Oh,
we don't have to do anything.
I play my games.
And technically,
miserable.
There's more seasons than just winter and summer. We got spring and autumn that you're just completely leaving out.
You're giving me the bird then.
Yeah, poor, I was giving you the
poor
bird.
Spring and autumn. They've done nothing to
I prefer
you.
Are you autumn?
Do you? Over spring?
Yeah.
No, she said autumn. Jesus Christ.
I said, do you prefer autumn over spring?
Oh, I thought you said. No, anyway.
you're argumentative tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Would you prefer spring or autumn? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, either of them.
What do you prefer, Neil? None of us care. No.
Me, I don't prefer anything.
I like summer because you get the early, the light nights.
That's what
and
I
that
like
kind of stuff. But then I like winter because you can snuggle up and it's nice and warm in your bed. Ooh.
See, when you're cold, though, you can put loads of layers on to warm up.
And you
there
warm
is
up.
Only so much you can take off in summer
exactly.
Before it becomes a crime.
Just strip. You want to live in a nudist
colony.
But
then I can't wait for the summer because then all the flimsy tops comes out. And...
happening.
You can't do that now. No. You can't
well,
be like that now.
You can't.
We need to move on. We need to hand that sort of naughtiness that you just did over to the women and let them do it back to the men so that it then evens itself up.
I don't want to see you in a flimsy top, Neil.
No.
Well, you might. What about Brad?
I felt sorry for my daughter on Sunday because we were doing a little bit of stuff in the house. And she came out and I was bent over and she said, Dad, I can see your bumhole.
At your hole?
And I said, well... And we ended up with, like, 10 minutes just talking about my bumhole. And I said, well, stop looking at my bumhole. I said, why are you looking at my bumhole? She goes, because it's there. I said, well, don't look at my bumhole.
It's like crash car, you know, car
yeah,
crash
I'm
TV.
I'm not asking for her to look... I mean, obviously it must have been winking at her or something, but she said, you can't... Do nothing but look
well,
at your bumhole.
How loose are your trousers? That your trousers are right out. That your bumhole.
Well, I was doing workman
exposed.
Stuff, so it was like it was workman's bum.
Was it like?
It?
Yeah, but, was it winging?
Yeah.
How didn't you notice that it was out?
Oh, I knew
were
it was
not
out.
A draft?
I knew it was out. It's
oh,
just,
you just
I didn't
care.
Expect. Well, I didn't expect that anybody would be looking at it, especially my daughter looking at my bumhole.
You were working in the house, so he was obviously measuring and getting a level of somewhere to put the pencil.
It is
rather than behind your ear.
It is. It could be one of those big joke pencils as well. I could get
your
one of
trousers those must have been right down.
No, they were tracksuit bottoms.
All right, but they still must have been right down.
They were either right down or he's got a really high bumhole.
It might be a really high bumhole.
When you wipe, you have to go under... Oh, no, anyway.
No, that's not... No, we're really talking about stuff we shouldn't be talking about.
Yeah.
Right, I've got a thing.
Hey,
we're not going to do Life is Shit this week. Because I find this instead.
Well, hallelujah.
10 celebrity body parts that have been insured.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm not asking you to... I'll pick my nose. I'm not asking you to guess these. Cause...
Well, you could tell us what they are and we could guess the person, maybe. Would that work?
Okay, then. I mean, this first one I think is only going to be for you because Jen is far too young to know this one. So this was one of the first celebrities to insure a piece of their body. And I'll give you a clue. This silent film comedian took out a $25,000 policy just in case his eyes ever uncrossed.
That would be one of the... what's his name from the Marx Brothers? No, is it the guy from Laurel and Hardy? He always had his eyes... No, Marx Brothers guy.
No, it was Ben Turpin. He did appear in Laurel and Hardy. Jesus, in Laurel and Hardy. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Anyway, this next one. She had all of her teeth insured by Aquafresh during a charity promotion. Her teeth are now worth an incredible $10 million.
Wow.
So it's a she. And can I ask, is it American or British?
American.
Because I was going to say Esther Hans.
Well, it said $10 million, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, the clue's there.
Okay. So
just somebody... listen.
Big teeth.
Big teeth.
Still alive now?
Yep. Doesn't have to necessarily be big teeth. It could be, like, famous teeth.
Famous teeth. Think of a Hollywood starlet with famous teeth, Jen.
And I'll tell you that you'd know her more for TV than for movies.
I suddenly realised that I just don't pay attention to people's teeth.
I don't think you pay attention to anything,
no,
to be honest.
Life
Jen.
Just yeah, passes
just
me by.
Go.
Where
now,
are we?
Give me another hint.
Give you another hint. She was the star of Ugly Betty.
Oh, I can't think what her name is.
Oh, the ugly one.
Yeah, America.
That isn't actually ugly.
No, America something?
America Ferreira.
That's
there
right.
you go. Right, this shocking pop star had insured her tongue for $1 million. She considers that her biggest asset.
Well, it's got to be Miley, isn't it? She always did that, didn't
was
she?
Was it?
Miley Cyrus.
It is Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, poking her tongue out on
Surely
that.
Gene Simmons should be the one insuring his tongue. That man's tongue is huge.
Do you know, he'd be the perfect lover if he could breathe through his ears.
Absolutely. Okay, this next one. This is an influential woman in the entertainment business. Her voluptuous booty has been insured for somewhere between $27 million and $300 million. The exact number has not been disclosed, unfortunately.
It's going to be somebody like Kim Kardashian. Sorry.
Just steal all the answers.
Go on.
You just have the quiz between you two.
Yeah,
so
we just
I'll
do
take
that,
5
Jen.
Minutes
yeah,
out
yeah,
of
yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, Jen. I'll
use this pillow and have a quick nap.
Selfish bastard!
Sorry. I got excited. It's a quiz.
That's it. Don't invite me
Jen,
in and then not
who'd
involve
you think?
Me.
Who do you think, Jen?
I was going to say Kim K as well, but now it just looks like I'm copying
his answer.
It's
not the right answer. No. Who else
who's
has
the
got
other one who's got a massive booty?
Voluptuous booty. Voluptuous booty.
Nicki Minaj's got quite a big ass.
Mm-hmm. But it's not her. No.
It's not her.
J-Lo.
It is J-Lo.
Okay.
It is J-Lo. Now, this one is going to be pretty easy. She insured her world-famous 40 double D chest back in 1970 for a whopping $600,000. That would be around $4 million today.
You like her? She's a country and western star.
Oh, Dolly!
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it?
This well-known Victoria's Secret lingerie model insured both of her legs for $2.2 million. Her left leg is insured around $200,000 less than her right, though, due to a small scar above the knee.
Elle McPherson?
No.
She had long legs. Think of the models with long legs.
Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret model.
That makes it hard.
Lingerie.
Helena Christensen.
Lingerie. No.
Claudia Schiffer.
No. You've got to think of something a bit more up-to-date than that.
What's her name who's just started in the movies with the eyebrows?
Cara Delevingne?
Yeah.
No. You're not going to get it, are you?
No.
No. Heidi Klum.
Okay. Wasn't she married to Seal?
Seal, yeah. This known soccer star has insured each of his legs for $35 million against any injury or some type of disfigurement.
Ronaldo.
Nope.
I was going to say Beckham, but...
It was Beckham.
Oh,
well done.
Boom. There you go, Jen. Ding, ding.
Right. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, no. Cool. That was close. There you go. And this famous lead singer has insured all of his sperm for a sweet $1 million.
Justin Bieber.
No.
Harry Styles? Someone
no.
Jumped up like that?
Is it quite...
Ooh, it's funny that you say jumped up.
Oh, really?
That's a clue.
I want to say Van Halen now, you said that, but I can't think who the guy's name is.
David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth, yeah. The lead singer of Van Halen, has insured all of his sperm for a sweet $1 million.
Jen got that.
You are so welcome.
Yes, well done,
that's
Jen.
A quarter of a million of sperm.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
You only get a bucket and a half. Apparently.
It's like this KFC, isn't it?
This famous actor insists on performing his own stunts within his movies to protect, which I think is bollocks, no he doesn't, to protect his investment. The producers insured his entire body for $8 million.
Does all his own stunts.
Which I think is crap. No,
is it American or Chinese guy?
He's English.
Oh, because that narrows it down.
No, because it could be Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan did all his own stunts.
He's English.
Oh, English?
Yeah.
Does all his own stunts.
Which I don't think he does. I think that's crap. I think I've seen a stunt double at least a couple of times in his movies.
It's hard to remember who's English.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Ooh. Right first name.
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, well done.
He couldn't even ride on the boat without a bloody
life
jacket.
And this last one, the famous food critic insured his taste buds for $400,000, which today's standards would be around about $2 million.
I don't know any food critic.
I'm trying to... There must be...
I think he's the most famous food critic.
Oh, well, him then.
Egon Rooney.
I'll give you that. Egon Rooney.
Rooney.
Well done.
How did you even know that?
Because he's the only food critic I can ever remember anybody talking about.
So there you go. Should we do this? It's time for the all-new Pancat Show. Top 10.
10.
Suburbicon.
This is Matt
well
Damon.
Well said, Jen.
Yeah,
thanks.
Well said.
It just rolled off your tongue.
Annunciation.
So
this is Matt Damon starring in a George Clooney...
Starring.
Phil. Excuse me.
You're
right. Windy pop.
Crying
yeah,
out
a bit of a
loud.
Burp, you know. It's not done very well. It was written by the Coen brothers, I think.
It was.
And it's really not had good reviews. And I think by next week, everybody will have forgotten about it.
Forgot
about what?
Hey!
Nine.
Listy Do
M3?
Is that even
Listy
a thing?
Listy Do
M3. Is that one?
Yeah.
Is that like an absolute spanner?
Yeah, Listy Do M3.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part three of the Listy Do M trilogy.
Yeah,
is
Do
this
M1.
Wind up?
It's about the motorways.
Yeah, Listy Do M1, Listy Do M2, Listy Do M3.
And then the next one will be the M4, M5.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a really bad joke on me right now. I don't get
Listy
it.
Listy Do M3, so when you're going through down to Southampton.
That's what it says on the paper.
There you go.
Is it a real
what
thing?
Concerns
what is
me?
It?
What, I have no idea, to be honest. Do you have any
Listy
idea?
Do M.
Right. What concerns me is weeks on release, minus zero.
Oh, right.
How's it a minus zero?
I don't know, maybe we're
but
caught
it made
in a...
money.
Has it? I have no idea. I'd imagine it's another Bollywood film.
I would have thought so.
Eight.
A Bad Mum's Christmas.
Haven't seen it. Saw the original, found it entertaining enough, but apparently this one is not good.
But I think it surely has come out too early.
It has come out too early.
Because it came out at the start of November.
Christmas doesn't start until tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
Exactly.
8-7.
Battle of the Sexes. I
want to see this.
Do you?
Yeah.
It does look interesting.
It's Steve Carell and Emma Stone, and it's about a famous tennis match played in the 70s between
Billie Jean King,
and I can't remember the name of the guy.
Bobby...
Something.
Yeah.
Bobby something challenged Billie Jean King, who was the number one women's player, to an exhibition match. I think there was two or three. I think they had two or three. But Steve Carell obviously plays Billie Jean King, and
they're just words.
Apparently it's very good. It was written by the guy that wrote The Full Monty and
The
stuff
Full Monty
and stuff.
You just
like
see
that.
Me glazing over.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if you were listening.
6.
Thor Ragnarok.
Great.
I've seen it for the second time now, and I will say after watching Justice League that I enjoyed it a hell of a lot more. And still not a perfect movie, still not my favourite Marvel movie of this year.
No.
That's still Guardians. Although I can't understand how a lot of critics really come down on Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and really shit on it a lot.
See, when it first came out, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I know we're a bit sort of old news, but people seem to love it, but now it seems to be generating hate.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
I don't get it because I thought it was a really, really good film. But yeah, I like it a lot more now, Thor Ragnarok. What number was that, Jen?
We're on number 5 next.
Thank you, darling.
5.
Frozen.
What makes me laugh here, if you look at this, it gives you how much it's done in the UK box office, and they've put the animated Frozen takings on there. So according to this, it's done £42 million.
Wow, it's been on releases for 618 weeks.
So this isn't the animated Frozen?
No, it's... I can't remember what it's about. It's...
Is this the one with the woman from Titanic in it?
No. I can't think who's in it. But it's about the snow. It's only just come out.
Okay, that was a good one then.
4.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Looks good. They've greenlit a sequel, or a follow-on, or the next one, haven't they?
My wife thought...
It's all right.
No, actually, she thought...
It's all right!
She really enjoyed it.
It's Death on the Nile, the next one, isn't it?
It is Death... No. Death on the Nile, yeah.
So, they're always good fun, Agatha Christie.
Matt on IMDb just said IMDb. So, yeah, Matt, if you can get onto that for us and send us a message and tell us what Frozen is, that'd be great.
That would be very kind.
We're far too busy here to look at things like that, but you can do that while you're watching. Thank you, Matt. Anyway.
3.
Justice League.
I still haven't seen it.
Have you still? Oh, my God. You call yourself a film critic.
I don't call myself
You're going to lose that Rotten Tomatoes tick, you know.
I'm not a film critic. I'm a film critique.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind watching it.
It was a mess for me. That's all I'm
going
to say.
Saturday afternoon. Is it worth going to watch on Saturday afternoon?
Yes. Well, it's worth going to see it any time. It doesn't matter what time it is. It's just go and see it.
No.
So you can go see it. No, Jen didn't say no.
2.
Paddington 2.
Aww.
Right, now my wife thought...
It's all right.
She really enjoyed it.
And it's had amazing reviews, this film.
How much has it taken so far?
22 million. Well, nearly 23.
Wow.
Just shy off.
They're going to keep making those, aren't they?
Well, as long as they get a good script and do it well, why not? Were you a fan of the TV show?
I used to watch it.
Were you a fan? That wasn't what
I used to watch it in a 5 minutes before the news kind of way.
So you just went... You went
it was Paddington. It wasn't like state of the art fucking stuff, was it? Hey? In case there's kids watching. Anyway. Yeah.
1.
Daddy's Home 2.
Right.
Now this has had really, really bad reviews in the sense of really bad reviews, like 1 star out of 5 reviews all the way around. But it's obviously a sequel to Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. And Mel Gibson.
And John Lithgow.
Yeah, they were quite good fan on...
Graham Norton.
Mm.
What, Mel Gibson?
They were all 4 of them were there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
although
it was a good laugh.
Mark Wahlberg really looked like he didn't want to be there. He didn't look interested at all.
No.
Did you see the one on Graham Norton where Mark Wahlberg was really pissed? And he was getting quite flirtatious, not with Graham Norton, but with the girl. I can't remember the girl that was there.
I feel like he should have been pissed this time.
Yeah, he really didn't feel like he...
I think he was told probably not to be, because he was probably outspoken.
Yeah, but he was just miserable.
Yeah, he was just. Most of the time, it sort of looked like he was just like that, with his hand on his chin.
Poor Mark Wahlberg.
Poor Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, he's
had a tough life.
What was it? Yeah. One of the richest paid actors of last year.
And yeah.
Just think about how hard.
Should we have another song?
This is yours.
Sing it if you know it.
The year this week is
1975. Bing, bing. Right. Okay, so what was the most watched show in 1975, do you think?
What most watched show? Top of the Pops.
It wasn't.
You're both looking at me as if I'm going to have this answer.
Yeah, think 70s. You might know some 70s.
Jim Will Fix It.
No.
Oh, that's okay. A good shout, though.
No, it wasn't that.
I'm not even confident when the 70s were.
They were just after the 60s and just before the 80s.
Fucking thick tire.
They were like...
I can draw you a fucking map if you want. It's all right.
Think about it, I just can't get my head around when it was.
I have the utmost belief that you can't have brains and beauty, all right? So you've got one of the two. I'll let you choose which one you think it is. That's all right. Right,
20 years probably before you were born, that was the 70s.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a clue. Was it Give Us a Clue?
No.
Blue Peter. John Craven's News Round.
The gentry used to go and watch
news.
It was always at the Palladium.
To the Manor Born.
No, it was always at the Palladium.
What, the Royal Variety Performance?
There we go.
Was it?
It was the Royal Variety Show.
That's shown once a year.
Yeah, well, that was the most watched show. You didn't have a lot of choice in 1975.
No,
you didn't. You had three channels, and that was it. And then, two radio stations, wasn't it? Or three? Or four?
God, I don't know.
Top film in 1975.
Oh, yeah, because we smashed the TV show, so
I'll give you
Jaws.
It is Jaws.
Yes.
Jaws was released.
I like Jaws. That was in the 70s.
That was 75. That film coined the phrase blockbuster. That was the start of the summer blockbuster, that film. He's turned into a He's turned into a Native American dance. So who were the League One champions in 74-75, Pav?
Derby County.
Well done, you.
Come on.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known. I'll give
you that. In. I wish that was the challenge for this week.
I reckon he just gets a point for that.
I think that was
pretty impressive.
Thank you very much.
Now, when I looked at the people... Now, obviously, a lot of people died in 1975, but when I looked at the famous people that died in 1975, there wasn't actually that many.
Oh,
really?
No, not really. So the list I got was William Hartnell. He was the very first Doctor Who.
First, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Old farters, as they called him.
Mo Howard.
He was one of the Three Stooges.
He was one of the Three Stooges.
Oh, Big Mo.
Yeah. P.G. Woodhouse, who wrote Jeeves and Wooster.
P.G.
Yeah, not Tips. T-Bone Walker was a blues singer.
Big boner.
And Jackie Wilson.
Jackie Wilson. Reek Petite.
Yeah, him.
That's because I can't do that.
I prefer that. Reek Petite was like a soul singer. Reek Petite.
That's exactly how it went.
Well, now I instantly know what it is.
Can you roll your tongue? Can you do that? Yeah, that's it. That's how it... Reek Petite. That's it.
So Reek Petite. It's gone northern.
You said it almost Jamaican then, like reek.
Right, let's jump to January then.
Hang on.
January.
cruel.
There you go.
Yeah, we like that. Brian Clough, the former Derby and Leeds manager, took over Nottingham Forest in January of this year.
Young man.
And the Sweeney was shown on TV for the very first time.
You slag.
Dennis Waterman and John Thor.
John Thor, yeah.
It was a lot of Avit.
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 You slag.
Avit. February. I just want to carry on singing it.
Go on then.
Barbara Streisand. Not Barbara Streisand.
Not Barbara Streisand.
Dixon.
Barbara Dixon.
Dixon.
She looked scary.
What, now?
No, in the video for that.
Well, she didn't she have a really tight perm and
tight perm, and then it was like real deep eyeshadow under the eyes, funnily enough, for the eyeshadow. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. Like blue eyes. It was real 80s.
And it was just her in that one. It wasn't the one. What was the one she did with the lame
pig? I know him so well.
Do you? Yes. On the 22nd of this month, Drew Barrymore was born.
Crying out loud. Okay, yeah, right. No, that's right.
What were you going to say?
No, because I just thought that...
In the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she was what? She was
about eight
when she did E.T., wasn't she?
So how old is she? How old is she now?
She'll be 42.
42.
Okay.
Drew Barrymore. Are you a fan of Drew Barrymore?
She's all right.
Yeah.
She's all right.
Yeah, she's all right.
And the very first live kidney transplant was televised on the Today Show in America.
Ooh. Wow.
Could you imagine how interesting that would have been?
Well, you only had three channels.
I think they had a few more in America, didn't they?
I think they did, but even so.
Yeah, it's not the sort of thing I like to watch anyway.
Nope.
Do you like to watch it live?
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right.
My wife said.
My wife said. You can't be bothered.
Would you? If they said, "Oh, we're doing a live organ transplant," it sounds like the Monty Python sketch.
Yeah.
Would you watch it if it was on telly?
Yeah.
Would you?
I watched the. Was it the live autopsy they did on that bloke? That was interesting.
The guy with the hat. I watched the first one, but I had to turn it off when they were taking the brain out. It made me just go a bit.
No. Is that because you were jealous that you don't have one?
If I only had a brain.
Petite.
March.
March!
Oh, I like that.
There you go.
Charlie Chaplin was knighted... Knighted?
19?
No, knighted by the Queen at the age of 85.
Wow.
Charlie Chaplin, eh? And The Who's Tommy premiered in London. You a fan of that musical?
No.
No? You're not a fan of that?
Not really. I've never really been a fan of The Who.
No.
No. You're a fan of The Who?
They're all right. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But that film, well, the film when it came out, scared me to...
Yeah. Well, Roger Daltrey in the 70s was quite scary anyway, I think.
Ken Russell directed it. It made it really freaky, the film, if you watch it. Like, Tina Turner, the acid queen in that film, was so scary. Seriously. Well,
and maybe Elton John was in it.
Yeah, well. Massive Doc Martin.
Massive ones, yeah.
He did. April. Monty Python and the Holy Grail was released in cinemas.
75. Goodness me.
And if it wasn't for all the famous rock bands like Led Zeppelin and people like that, that film would never have been made.
More George Harrison,
yeah,
wasn't
he
it?
Was, yeah, because he did Life of Brian as well, didn't he? His handmade films.
That's a good Christmas film.
There, yeah.
Repetit.
The Good Life was first shown on TV.
The Good Wife.
Good Life.
Oh.
Penelope Keith, she was a bit of a looker in her day, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think
I was more of a Felicity.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Obvs.
You can have Penelope, I'll have Felicity.
That's fine. Yeah, no, I bet she was.
And you can have, what's his name?
Paul Eddington,
and I'll have.
You'll have Richard Briers.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Are they both dead now?
Richard Briers is. Yeah, they are. Yeah, both of them are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy about that?
No, not really.
I don't know. I just wonder what you're asking.
Well, because you know, Microsoft was founded as a partnership between Bill Gates and Paul Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You knew that already?
Yeah.
God, you're a clever little
Paul Allen then went on to appear for West Ham.
Fact.
Yeah.
He was fact. In
May. Funky Gibbon by the Goodies hit the charts.
Ooh,
the Funky Gibbon.
That was it. Yeah. There was a lot of Funky going around, because I think this is the same year as Funky Moped as well. Oh,
was
Jasper Carrot, yeah.
Was that 75?
Yeah.
Okay. I was only 3, so I don't remember
all
any
right,
of this.
All right, just
how
keep
old
rubbing
you?
It in.
Six. So you remember quite well for 6, then,
yeah.
If you remember that.
I used to love the goodies.
So did I, but it was a repeat, wasn't it?
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Mick Jagger punches a restaurant window. Mick Jagger? punches a restaurant window and received 20 stitches.
Oh, 20 stitches.
All right.
Thank you.
And you mentioned him earlier on.
Who?
Jim Will Fix It debuted on BBC One.
Now then, I got to do
jingle,
it. Jangle,
now
jangle.
Then, now then.
Now then, oh. Jingle jangle.
What, I was. Oh.
Oh, no, I was going back to
yeah.
me.
Now then. Oh.
Mick Jagger was such a hit that I thought I'd just dip back into it a little bit.
June.
Oh.
No, June. Oh, June. Proceedings in Parliament are broadcast on the radio for the very first time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Ronnie Wood replaced Mick Taylor as Rolling Stone guitarist. Did you want to do a little bit more for us?
Well, ask me a question whether I'm happy
okay.
about it.
Were you happy when Ronnie Wood took over from Mick Taylor?
Yes.
it's a little, you always see Mick doing
it's
that.
It's the camp bit at the end.
He's a very camp man.
Just
Mick
like Neil.
Mick Jagger, isn't he? Just like Neil.
Shut up.
See? It's easy to do.
Yeah. All right, and the first ever recorded snowfall in London happened in June.
What, so it didn't snow before the 70s?
Yeah.
No, in...
Because that sounds like...
That's what you said.
Lie.
Yeah, the first ever
recorded snowfall in June happened in
now
London.
Now when you say
oh, right.
that.
Oh, yeah,
so
June.
It snowed in June.
That's a thing.
Isn't it?
In it.
July.
July, July, July.
Bowie. You opened your mouth and a little O came out. Was that you or Jen?
My mouth opened.
I saw an opportunity and I took it.
That was perfect
that
timing.
That was amazing.
That was
wasted on the radio.
It was, but it was
but
perfect.
That was perfect. We'll have to watch that back on the old Facebook Live later.
That threw me. So do you, Bowie?
I honestly don't know which angle to go in with Bowie.
Well, release the single Fame.
Fame.
Oh, it sounds like you're drowning. Yeah. Fame.
I need a hook to be able to get into right. Bowie. I can't think of.
Okay, and the court.
Wasn't yeah. it? Let me work on that one.
Yeah. A Chorus Line opened on Broadway and goes on to become the longest running ever show. A Chorus Line.
Okay.
Yeah. August. Come on.
Get August.
There what? That was quick.
That was the only thing I could find with August in...
Do that once more.
It's a Bon Jovi song.
Right.
August 4th, 7:15 or something.
Okay. Peter Gabriel quit Genesis.
Oh, no.
What, yeah, it happened a while ago, right? Genuine concern.
I'm shocked. That happened 42 years ago.
Oh no, God. Didn't you know?
Oh no, I'm devastated. I don't know what's going to happen now. Who's going to sing?
Proper.
Who's going to sing that? Who's going to take it?
The drummer
over?
Can sing.
That's bollocks. Oh, come on.
No, you wait and see.
That short little hairy man, he ain't meant to sing,
yeah,
is he?
Yeah, short little hairy man. Stevie Wonder. Not the short, hairy little man. Stevie Wonder. He's a blind black man, all right?
Okay.
Is he blind, though?
Is he?
Don't know.
World's greatest
it's
conspiracy
always
writer.
Been a thing. Yeah, it's always been
is
a thing.
Blind?
That is he blind?
Well, we'll try it next time.
Next time you see him,
I'll
smack
ask.
Him across the head. The front of the head, like that.
Just keep going.
Sorry.
Up to his face.
Yeah, we might just have nerves of steel.
Yeah, or get your willy out and shake it right in front of his face.
Not and if he doesn't flinch.
Exactly.
Definitely blind.
Definitely.
He'll just go,
or
smell?
He's just enjoying it. He's just enjoying it.
Heightened senses.
Maybe, yeah.
He signed a $13 million contract with Motown.
See, and that's when? 1975.
Imagine how much money that'd be
now. Oh, dear. That's like buying a Bitcoin 5 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't really get what a Bitcoin is.
Nor me.
Is it fake?
No, it's currency. Somebody, and I thought I got this right, somebody paid for a pizza. Pizza came and he said, I'll give you this Bitcoin. And the guy went, okay. And so it wasn't worth anything. Now I think they're worth, one Bitcoin is like £10,000.
So it's actual coins? Because I thought it was all like online.
It's fake online, but apparently you can get Bitcoins.
You know, like when you play a stupid game on your phone and you win like make-believe money?
Yeah.
I kind of thought that was what it was.
It's not a recognised currency, I don't think, but there are people that have had like Bitcoins in an account for years when they first came out, and they're now worth... Or $10,000, I think it is, for one equals one Bitcoin.
Oh, damn, we missed that boat.
We did miss that boat.
So we want a bit of September.
Oh.
September! The first episode of the popular sitcom Fawlty Towers aired on BBC Two.
Just 13 episodes.
I know. And Douglas Haston and Doug Scott became the first British people to climb Mount Everest.
Well done to them.
Absolutely. I wonder if they lost any limbs. October, please.
October.
Thank you, Bono. A James Bond film is shown on British television for the very first time with Dr. No on ITV.
Dr. No.
How does that rank in you, James Bond? You seen Dr. No?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen them all.
Yeah.
That spider in it always makes me chuckle.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit like that.
But that's not the first Bond film, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll take that back.
Yeah, that was the very first one. Saturday Night Live premieres in the US on NBC.
Sure does,
Ollie. Let's go November. Oh, Guns N' Roses. Thank you, Axel. The first public performance by the punk band The Sex Pistols took place.
Oh.
I was there. Well done. Three.
I bet you were.
I was definitely about to say, were you?
Yeah.
I bet you were.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is released, starring Jack Nicholson and Louise Fletcher.
Oh.
What a great film. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's a good film.
It is worth watching. Yeah.
I feel like films kind of just pass me by.
Mm.
There's certain films that I feel that most people should at least give a go to. You know, there's staple films. I think that's one of them. I
feel like if you were to give me that list of staple films, I would never be able to leave my house again.
No.
Because I've seen so few of them.
What you do is when you see those films, I mean, like, there's a lot of those films, and I hold my head in shame with being a film fan, that there's a lot of classics I haven't seen. But you also then see a lot of pop culture references in those movies, especially in like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. There's a lot of things you go, I recognise that from an episode of The Simpsons or from Family Guy. Or
Do
you know what I mean? They've taken the piss out of this in a sitcom, and that's where they've got that line from.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did that in The Simpsons, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Homer in the Mental Institute.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that either.
December. Back in... two new laws, the Sex Discrimination Act and the Equal Pay Act, came into force, aiming to end unequal pay of men and women in the workplace.
Bloody Brussels!
Yeah.
What the hell's that all about? I don't know what's going on with it. What do you think, Mick? No.
And David? Mick and David.
It's
rumoured they slept together.
It is, yeah.
Mick and David.
Yeah.
Isn't that after that dodgy music video?
Oh, that is so funny when you're without this music.
Yeah.
Proper laugh. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody is the Christmas number one.
And of course it was.
It was. And the biggest selling song from 1975 was...
Bohemian Rhapsody, I would have thought.
No.
Ooh.
Surely.
No, I thought this until I did some research.
Go on then.
Research?
It was Bye Bye Baby by the Bay City Rollers.
They were massive, the Bay City R's.
How did that go, pal?
Bye bye baby, baby goodbye.
And the Christmas number one was also number one this week.
It was.
And here it is.
Jen's got another challenge.
What's the score?
It's 3 to you and 2 to me.
We got catch-ups.
So if Pav wins today...
It'll be level. We're back to square one.
Level pebbles.
Right, who wants the envelope?
It's...
your turn.
Oh, is it?
It is. Yeah, I did last week.
Here we go, then. Here we go. for the latest challenge. Here we go. The Pancast Conundrum Challenge. There are five conundrums. The first to get the correct answer wins a point. You have 30 seconds for each round. Can you win all five rounds?
Can you now?
Can you?
Can
you? Conundrums.
Conundrum. Oh, Christ.
Any good at conundrums?
Don't know, really.
Well, I hope I'm better at this than I am at the spelling bee, that's for sure.
You were so close but at the spelling bee.
Yeah, but so close is no cigar, isn't it?
And he only spelt one better than you, didn't he?
I know.
Are you catching up?
Here we go!
Relax. So we got 30 seconds for each conundrum.
We've got 30 seconds for each one.
So as in, just explain, so do we each get a go, or it's whoever can...
So I'm going to hold up a sheet of paper that's going to have a word on it.
Right.
That word can be rearranged into another word.
Okay.
I've got a clue for each one. Once I've held it up, I'll hit the timer. You've got 30 seconds. The first person to get the correct word...
Within that 30
within
seconds.
Within that 30 right. seconds.
And are you allowed as many... Or do you have one guess and that's it?
No, we can just keep going until we get the correct
right.
one.
Okay.
Whoever
right.
shouts out the correct one first wins. Once we've hit 30 seconds...
That's it.
That's right. it. You'll have yeah. to tell us what it
Call
is.
It a day.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
right.
Otherwise, oh, this might be the first two-hour Pancast show.
Yeah, it could be on the, well, the first go, yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Right.
Right.
You're going down, Muddy Funster.
I'll hold it up first and yeah. give the clue, and then I'll start the timer, so it gives you...
Okay.
Okay? So the first word is idle poos. And the clue is my favourite way to relax.
Idle poos. Poolside.
Yes!
Oh, well done, Perv.
Yes! That was quick.
Idle poos.
I thought them being funny would like put you off a bit more.
Yeah, because it says poo. Neil, stop going on Facebook.
I'm not. Okay, I'm not. I'm really
ready?
Not.
Concentrate on the game.
Second word.
Tits lube.
And the clue is my gran needs this.
Tits lube.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it? Surely
it's not tits lube.
Oh, right.
There is another word in there.
My gran needs this.
Tits lube. That's the name of the title for the episode this week.
Yeah.
You're like over halfway through your 30 seconds. We're at 20.
Oh, my.
All you can read is tits loop now.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't see anything else.
You done?
Done.
No?
No.
Go on then.
Subtitle.
Ah!
Tits lube. Tits lube. I love that one. That's a great one. Tits lube.
Okay.
Tits lube. Neil.
Yeah.
Next one.
Tits lube.
Penis tip. And your clue is fancy a quick one.
Oh. Oh my God. And that were horrible. When you see it, you just can't see anything else. But
once penis you've
tip.
Seen the penis tip, you
exactly.
can't unsee the penis tip.
What was the clue again? Sorry.
Fancy a quick one.
Fancy a quick one.
Pit stop.
Nope.
No, wouldn't be.
Time's up.
Oh.
Go on then.
Nippiest.
Oh.
So far,
that was a good
winning.
One. That was a good one.
Right. Oh, hang on. Muddled me. Muddle me rude words up here. So next one is bum night. And the clue is stick it right up.
Oh my God, bum night.
Stick it right up.
Stick it right up. God.
Bum night. You're halfway through.
Bum night. Oh my God.
It's harder than you think, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Harder than the penis tip. Bum night.
Done. 30 seconds. It was thumbing.
Oh. You sounded like a walker then on Walking Dead.
I am.
You need this one to draw then,
I
Neil.
I do. Oh, the last one.
Have we got a tie break?
No.
No, I didn't think that far ahead. Oh, hang on. I've just got rude words everywhere. Right, last one. Is like Wang, and the clue is a bit soft.
A bit soft.
Like
Wang,
Wang. And a bit soft.
A bit soft.
No pressure, Neil.
Oh, cry. No, I'm really concentrating.
The silence is deafening from you two.
Walking?
No.
No. Awake.
5 seconds left.
What?
No, I can't get it.
No.
No. Weakling.
Oh, well done, Pav.
Weakling.
Pav wins.
So,
3-3.
We're officially at a draw.
Oh, my God. I never thought I'd get there.
This
well
side
done,
of Christmas,
then.
And we're on a draw.
We're on a draw.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Let's have the last song.
Yes, let's have this little bad boy.
So are you ready for the return of Cornelius? Return of Cornelius. 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 It's me. Jesus.
Ah, good to see you, Cornelius. How are you?
It's lovely to be back here with the game that is sweeping the nation.
It is. Hang on, I'm just going to move that hair. It's going to poke me in the eye.
Thank you very much.
You've grown a lot more hair since I last saw you.
It's a never-ending project. Hello, Jen. You're looking lovely.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Why are you doing those thrusts?
I don't know. I just want to get a little bit
closer. Look, a man can't help himself.
Just get a little bit closer to Jen. Next thing.
I was going to ask, you growing more hair because it's winter and it has gone rather chilly?
Yeah, I am getting ready to go into hibernation.
Is it like that all over your body?
Everywhere.
Your winky looks like a little sea.
You can't even see it. It's just
butt.
Like a big matted mess of hair and sweat. And
like a yak.
Gorilla.
Creepy crawlies.
You're like a yak.
I love it. I love a yak.
Do you?
The hairier the better. Anyway, we're going to play this game.
Yes, come on then. What game is it, Cornelius? Explain it.
Come on, let's play backwards. Let's all play backwards now.
Explain the rules of the game, Neil.
There's the rules. So Cornelius here has something we have to guess. It will be
Don't
played
you look
to
at my iPad.
I can't see your iPad from
Are
here.
You cheating?
No, he's genuinely cheating. Not. You can hold this up.
You cheat one more time
I
win
promise.
By default.
I'm not cheating.
Thank you.
You hold that there. I can't see, but that's no me. So Cornelius here.
Hello.
Woo!
Will give us a, I don't know what it
oh,
is.
Oh, it is TV sitcoms. You've both got the same subject this week.
Okay.
So sitcoms.
Sitcoms, we'll you're three each.
Blackwood's Blackwood. Like a comedy program. Fawlty Towers, for instance,
okay,
we spoke about earlier as a sitcom. He will give it us backwards. We have to tell him what it is.
Indeed. Jen, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Oh,
I'm gonna take it first. That sounded rude.
Here you go.
Sounded a lot ruder.
Right, here you go. I'm going to give it you first. Hey. Here's your first one.
This one, that's a little feeling.
I'm sorry, what?
I'll play it for you again.
This one, that's a little feeling.
Oh.
This one, that's a little feeling.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a television sitcom.
Try again.
One more time, just in case.
This one, that's a little feeling.
I don't know. I ain't got a clue.
No.
That's
not
hard.
Genuinely, no.
No.
Cornelius, that's a hard one.
Here we go.
Only Fools and Horses.
It seems so obvious when you hear
this
it.
This one, that's a little feeling.
I kept thinking it was saying film at the end.
You got to think of it backwards. Just a little tip.
Right, okay.
Okay, Neil.
Shoot, he's yummer.
Do that again.
Shoot, he's yummer.
What?
Shoot, he's yummer.
Shoot, beastie mouth.
Shoot, beastie mouth.
Oh dear, Gavin and Stacey.
Jin?
I was going to say The Office.
The Mighty Boosh.
Nowhere near.
No.
Right then, Jane, this one's for you.
Right.
Yes, yes, and if I. Yes, yes, and if I. Yes, yes, and if I.
I want to say like Sex and the City. Is that, does that count?
Yes, yes, and if I...
Would that be a, no, a British sitcom?
Not,
no,
oh,
no,
it's British.
It doesn't necessarily have to right, be okay. British. I okay. did not stipulate.
Yeah, don't throw sorry. Rules in there sorry. And throw me off, Neil.
Sorry,
it
I
is a TV sitcom.
Sorry, TV sitcom. I think.
Oh, wait, was that a sitcom? I wouldn't call that a sitcom.
No, neither would I. No, there's nothing funny about Sex and the City.
Can you play it one more time?
I can, please. Yes, just for you.
Yes, yes, and if I.
I'll give you a clue. It has already been mentioned.
The Office? No.
Oh, well, probably what I said then.
Why well, I don't listen to you.
I'll let you have it because I've already said it.
Yes, yes, if
Gavin I... and Stacey.
Gavin and Stacey.
Yay! Well,
I need to
done.
Listen to Neil more clearly.
Yeah, I think you do. Right,
well, I
then.
Just guess it to the wrong one.
Neil, this is yours.
Snarf.
You again?
Yeah.
Snarf.
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 Why can I not get that? It's one word. I should get that.
Snarf.
Oh, Snarf. Dear. It's dear, dear, dear. That's really throwing me.
I can only do it one more time.
One more time.
Oh. Snarf.
I don't know. Jen, no. If you know that. Then...
Jen?
No. That's hard.
Friends.
Oh, for frick's sake.
Right, Jen, this is your last
okay.
one.
Nest of love. Nest of love. Nest of love.
I'm really sucking at this.
This
tonight.
Is a, I'll give you a clue. It's a British sitcom.
I don't even. I'm struggling with the concept of what a sitcom
Nest
is.
Of love.
it's like a half-hour comedy show.
Okay.
Nest of love.
So, is it? Not a sketch show. It's a
no,
proper sitcom. Is
proper
it?
Sitcom.
So like Gavin and Stacey.
Yes. Right. Although this one artist. Was filmed in front of a studio audience. I'm not saying it is it, but it's like Mrs. Brown's Boys. It's filmed in front of a live
oh,
audience.
So like the, oh, I don't know. Big Bang.
Nest of Love.
I think Cornelia said it was British. This one.
This one's British.
I don't no, have a clue.
I'm stuck.
No.
no. What's that one with Lee Mack?
Not going out.
Was it out?
I don't know.
Nest of love.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
No.
I don't.
Father Ted.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Okay, this is the last one. Neil, you need
yeah,
this
come
one
on.
To level.
Here if.
Here if. What?
Here if.
Is this really
I'll give you another clue.
Go on,
one of you have already mentioned this one.
Jen said Parks and Recreation. Was it? Is that what it's called? Recreation. And...
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It's not correct, Jen.
Oh, what have I already said? Is it the Big Bang Theory?
The Big Bang
Theory. Oh, well done, Jenny.
Well done, Jenny
yes.
Winnie.
Well done, you. What does she win?
She wins my deep respect.
Well done.
And my next handful of hair that falls out.
Sorry, he said deep respect,
oh,
right?
Yeah, I'll give you deep respect.
That's fine, that's fine. It I'm
is.
Cool with that.
As yeah. deep as you want it.
Well, well done, Jen. That was really good. Well done,
well
you.
Well done, Jen.
Thanks. It's really hard.
It is hard. It's a hard quiz, but I like it.
Good. You like it hard.
I like to hear it backwards.
Indeed.
Backwards and hard.
Yes.
So that's it, then. That's the end of the show.
It is. You're going to sit with us while I
say
it?
I will, yeah,
because okay.
Pev's already nicked off. So
he always
he's always
off,
popping
doesn't.
Off early.
He's
well, thank you very much for coming in, Jen. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you.
Wrap up warm.
Indeed.
And December tomorrow, you can open your advent calendars.
Oh, lovely.
Cornelius, have a fig roll.
I will have a fig roll.
Gary Baldy, sorry.
Yeah, because fig rolls are like fatter versions of Gary Baldy's.
They're softer as well.
I
yeah.
like a fig roll.
You can't beat a good old fig.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a fig roll. I haven't had a fig roll in ages.
Don't
well, have
they
a nice...
help you with movements?
Hey, everything really.
Every little elk.
Prunes. Yeah. So have a lovely weekend, Cornelius.
I will do. Thank you very much.
Get your dancing shoes on. Tell Pav have a great weekend away, whatever he does in Reading, and have fun. And dirty little boy. And we'll see you all again next week for another edition of the Pancar Show.
Next
get
week.
Get fruity, get funky. Let's play out with this bad boy.
Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.